It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
1, 2, 1, 2. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation.
The podcast.
Yes. Back again.
That was nervous.
You thought so?
My voice went up. Podcast.
You want to do it again?
Nah, run we good. We're going to run
shit.
It.
Let it live. That the is, podcast. We in the moment. Okay. I ain't even hear it, man.
That's how you try to do something new but don't know where you're going. And you get stuck in the middle of the note.
That's
the
that podcast. That's that improv note.
He's no what's John Legend.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. What's good with you, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What you been up to? What's the latest?
Hey, man. You know, just managing, man. Just really, man, I'm really excited, man. Really excited about my next steps. Really excited about the moves I'm making.
Yeah?
I'm just excited. You know what I'm saying? You know how at certain points in your career or something, and you're trying to build your next shit, and you just like, man, this shit gonna be dope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you get that, this could be it.
Yeah. You know get hype. Ooh, then, get that in your system.
And then, you know, I was watching the Jay-Z Columbia interview.
What's that?
He did a little interview at Columbia. I don't know what the occasion was.
I think I see the little clip of it. Yeah. Talk about you only got to be right once.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You only feel like I'm right. Well, I'm feeling right now.
Feeling like that's it?
Whatever they always feel like.
That's good, though. But shit, you only got to be right once.
Yeah.
That's another mantra for niggas to live their life by.
Nah, but
it's,
you know,
true.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's, and it only take that one day, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And in my life, it's been like you get to that one day. And then that shit be like, everything changes. You know, you've been working at some shit. You might be working for months, might be working for years. Shit be looking fucked up, and you get to that day. Mm-hmm. And like, shit just open up. And you're like, oh, shit.
Right.
Damn, I could have quit. I was going to quit.
Yeah.
You know?
Fortunately.
Right. That Jay-Z shit is something for people to live by, because you got to shoot your shot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What they say, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Right.
So there you go.
So, you know,
I got to find that whole thing. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm just on the rush of, okay, I got a good idea. I'm going to make it work. It's simplified to the point where it can be done. Mm-hmm. It's not hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not like my usual ideas that be out a little further out, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You be thinking with shit that ain't really happening yet.
Mm.
You speculating, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Shit, if this go here and that go there, then this shit right here gonna hit.
Got it.
Then you spend all your money and be too early. Then the shit hit after you broke.
That's the worst.
And you be like, damn, here it is. And you be like, oh, motherfucker.
That's insult to injury. Like, shit.
So it feels like, okay, this is a right on time type of thing. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. You can share it with the people.
No, I can't share it with people. It's still early. It's still early. It's not shareable yet.
All right,
but it's definitely, just know your boy on the sun.
All right. You know they still waiting on your manifestations. But we'll keep moving.
We manifesting right now as we speak in the motherfucking present. Y'all just heard what I said.
Ah, shit. Well, good luck with that, man. I'm glad to hear something's clicking.
So that's what I'm on. That's what I've been on. That's what, you know, man.
Right.
That's what I'm working on. So it's not like something physical you can see just yet, but it's definitely okay. Yeah.
That's good, man. That's always good to feel some momentum, or to, you know what I mean, and get that inspiration. See the shit coming to fruition. That's always a good thing, man. So yeah, salute to that.
Yeah, man.
Oh shit! Did you see the Oscars?
You know, I never watch it.
I don't even know why I asked you that.
When I was nominated, I didn't even make the show.
Wow.
Not that I didn't try to make the show. The shit was fucked up.
That was a hell of a saying. Right? When I was nominated, you pulled the Joe Pesci.
You pulled the Joe Pesci
or Anthony Hopkins. You know, they didn't show up this year.
Joe Pesci
said, fuck it.
Nah, I wasn't on that. I definitely tried to get there. It was just that.
Oh, okay.
It was a snowstorm. And all the shits was
in L.A.?
No, in New York.
Yeah, okay.
So I couldn't get out. And So I had to fly out the next day, which was the day of the show, which they couldn't get me out until like a later flight that didn't get me there until like 8 after the shit was already in motion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I just chilled. I laid back and I joined the festivities and did meetings, which all those meetings are the meetings that led up to the shit that I'm excited about. You know what I'm saying? Led up to all this little shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was one of them times where, you know, my dad, when I was on the plane, he was like, you know, he called me and I hadn't talked to him. He called me and I talked about this on the show. He called me and he was like, you know, what's up? Well, yeah, I'm like, shit, I'm on the plane. He was like, where you going? I'm going to LA, you know, for the Oscar stuff. He was like, okay. I'm going to stay out there, do some meetings. He's like, okay. Yeah, you got to get it while the glitter's in the air. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, rare it up.
Yeah, that's a hard statement.
You know what I'm saying? And that's true as fuck.
Yeah.
When the shit is in the air and it's all floating, you got some buzz, you got some noteworthy shit to talk about, that's when you got to hit it the hardest. You
get
know what I'm saying?
Get to it, yeah.
At that moment and the moment when you ain't got shit going on, those are the two moments where you got to hit that shit the hardest.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up. You got to go at it.
But yeah.
Yeah, man. So you missed what happened on the Oscars.
I see just the, you know, the highlights and shit. But what was there anything noteworthy?
I mean, not really. You ain't truly missed much, to be totally honest. It wasn't many. I mean, it was a couple. I was going to say it wasn't that many black moments, but it was a couple. You know, going in and it didn't look like it was going to be many, but mm-hmm. they kind of sprinkled it throughout the entire production.
Right.
To kind of, I guess, maybe redeem. Well, not even just black moments, but just moments of diversity or whatever. You know what I mean? So there was, even on like the red carpet, they had Tamron Hall. They had my man Elvis Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy Porter. But it was really cool to see, shout out, it was good to see all three of them, but it was really cool to see Elvis Mitchell because, you know, he's a journalist. I think he writes for the Times initially, but then he also does a podcast called The Treatment, which is a really good podcast where he goes in and he interviews all types of actors and directors and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So it was just good to see that man getting his shine. And then you seen Chris Rock get a little bit of pseudo co-host looking, you know what I mean? Him and Steve Martin.
Right.
They opened it up a little bit, you know what I mean, with a little kind of like a monologue type of guest. I guess it wouldn't be a dialogue, but it's two cats giving a monologue, so a little two-man monologue type of situation.
Make everybody happy.
Make everybody, you know, go in.
Leverage your bets.
What you mean? Oh.
After, you know, they had Kevin Hart set to go, then, you know, his shit went awry, and then they went with no host.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So well, this was a no-host situation.
Right, but it's kind of like, okay, let's kind of hedge our bets a little bit.
Let's crack it open, let's not all the way.
In a hosty manner.
Yeah, let's somewhat be familiar with it. So he came out. He had a couple jokes. He had one joke where he said, he's like, Jeff Bezos is so rich, he even got divorced, and he's still the richest man in the U.S.
Yeah,
then he said he thought Marriage Story was a comedy. I thought that shit was hilarious. But so that was that. And then, shit, what were the highlights? Cracked it open. Brad Pitt won Best Supporting Actor for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Right.
I think he definitely deserved that. I was also, you know, kind of pulling for Joe Pesci, too, because I thought Pesci killed it in The Irishman, but Pesci said, fuck it, he ain't even show up. Cause a lot of these were kind of, I would say, predetermined, but it, you know, the a lot of the buzz was dead on for the most part, at least for the acting awards. You know what I mean? Like Renee Zellweger winning for Judy Garland, which I didn't see. Mm-hmm. Laura Dern winning for Marriage Story, which was the prediction, which she killed it. Right. You know what I mean?
Renee Zellweger been around
for a bit.
Yeah, she done.
Yeah, she been in the game.
And then it wasn't like one of them old, you know, rises that went up real high and real fast. It's kind of like she came out. She was like a plain Jane type of looking person, and just kind of rode a nice career through Hollywood.
You know what? To be totally honest with you about Renee Zellweger, I just know her name more than I know her work. Like, I know if you tell me the shits, I might have seen a few of the movies, but she's not one of these people that will come on the screen and I'll immediately say, oh, that's Renee Zellweger.
Right.
I just know her name.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I never knew her name until recently. Uh-huh. Somebody, she had some controversy and people was talking about her plastic surgery or whatever. But no. That's the only reason I knew her name. But I knew her from fucking, I don't even know a lot of actors and actresses. For mm-hmm. real, for real. Especially their names and their faces together.
Right. Yeah, I was surprised just now. I was like,
but she was in motherfucking Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yeah, she was the mom's.
Yeah, so yeah. I, you know what I'm saying? I love that movie, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
She was, it was only three of them, really, in the movie that I remember. Cuba, okay. A motherfucking, my man, and her.
No.
Jerry, Cuba, and her.
Regina King is in that shit.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm talking about the people that I could pull off the top of my head right Damn. Now. Regina King, yes, definitely she was in kid. That. But I knew, but Regina King is already was grandfathered in from like Boys in the Hood and Poetic Justice.
No, but I'm saying you don't remember, you ain't identify her.
I didn't recall her in the movie, is what I'm Damn. Trying to tell you.
Okay, go ahead. Keep it going.
It was the football player, the agent, and the lady who believed him. Because, you know, probably at the time, I'm type of dreamer that, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers weren't believing in at the time. Mm. So that probably clicked with me that somebody, you know what I'm saying, rode right. with him and rode with the program. Because when that shit came out, I was doing fine. But it was just like you had to go through this whole stage of where you change your game and you trying to go independent and motherfucking entrepreneurial and right. everybody don't roll with you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, yeah. niggas who say they're going to show up to help you pass out flyers, you don't show up and then you're out there by yourself. Mm-hmm. And then you see them same niggas go in the club right past you.
Or ask to get in the party.
You know what I'm saying? They come out there like, hey, man, hey, how you doing? What's up?
What's right good?
All right, we going in, dog. You going to be out here?
Yeah.
Oh, poor motherfucker.
Ain't that some shit.
But so it was during that era. So that probably clicked.
Yeah, that was a hopeful movie. Show me the money. That was a good movie, man. It was a hell of an Oscar win for old Cuba. Mm-hmm. Very animated. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, they dogged him out for that.
Yeah, they gave, you know, they came. Now they call it Black Boy Joy.
Right.
But back then, that nigga was doing too much.
Right. Spike called him a coon.
Yeah, and then Spike jumped in
Did
Sam
the same
Mel's.
Motherfucking thing, but worse. but it was in the Black Boy Joy era.
Yeah,
so
man,
it don't
different.
Count.
It was different. Oh shit, man. So
I saw the controversy. Well, not the controversy, but
the
you
controversy.
Know what I'm
well, I ain't seen.
Well, people saying, you know, Parasite winning. You know what I'm saying? And people said that, you know, there's a whole lot of movies a lot better than Parasite. Da, 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 da.
Well, that's every year.
You know what I'm saying? So you know that was a thing. But I watched the Parasite, and I'm usually not able to even speak in this category because I don't be watching all of the shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I watched Parasite and where it lacks an entertainment value, that shit is written like a motherfucker. Mm. They wrote that motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like you could see the art of writing and, you know what I'm saying, composition and setting that shit up with that movie as opposed to a lot of razzle dazzle and you know what I'm saying, you know, jokes and you know, just explosive moments. It's some shit you gotta sit there and watch. Mm. And you know what I'm saying? That shit was cool, man. And I like that shit.
I liked it too. I liked it a lot. I love a story of motherfuckers getting over. You know what I mean? That was cool.
Getting over. But they had to put in work though.
They went hard. I gotta now want to rewatch it because just based off what you just said that you said how well it was written and the composition and things like that. I'm gonna go back to it. I thought it was really dope the first time I saw it. I thought, you know, I like the story of it. Like I said, I like to see people get over. I like the acting. I like how they just, you know, the whole family just scammed their way into this other spot. And I thought that was crazy. That was kind of crazy. I thought that was a cool idea.
But the scene where they had when that shit was flooding. And the motherfucking toilet was exploding. And they was just, you know what I'm saying? They was just in that shit. And at one point, the girl just sat down and checked her phone on top of the toilet that was exploding from the sewage.
Damn, I don't even remember that shit.
Yeah, yeah. One night, they was all at the night, they spent the night at the house.
Where they all had to be under the
yeah,
table?
Yeah, yeah. And then when they finally got up out of there.
Spoiler alert.
It was raining like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And where they lived, you know what I'm saying? They lived in a sub basement. Right. Shit. and then the shit was flooding, but then the sewage was running into the, it was all okay, sewage
yeah,
water.
Yeah, yeah, you know, now I do remember yeah. that. Yeah.
So they're like, ah, we left the window open.
Right.
Now they shit is, you know what I'm saying, flooded with sewage.
Yeah.
He's got to get up tomorrow and run their scam again.
Yeah.
It was, that's tough, man.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
tough.
From glory to crisis.
And nobody would understand what they going through.
Nah.
And it's like, you know what I'm saying? I never been through no shit like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know what I'm saying? I've been in times in life where you be fucked up, but you get a good ass gig and shit. You get some good shit to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to go to a good place and you got to clean up and do your thing and shit. But you be having a motherfucking crisis in your own life. You know what I'm saying?
The yin and the yang.
You be like, oh, this is terrible. Yeah. But then you got to go over here and be good and be, you know what I'm saying, and execute. And mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Be around motherfuckers who got their shit straight. Presumably.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that's the real shit, because you don't know.
You don't know. You know what I'm saying? But you out here, you in the Hamptons, and this shit is lovely. You right. behind the hedges, and you know what I'm saying? The hors d'oeuvres are passed and shit, and you know what I'm saying? You putting this whole shit together. But at home, your shit is like, ah, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got to get back.
Yeah. And you know, Sonny, that's probably the story of so many people. You know what I mean? Maybe not as extreme.
Right.
But, the, you know.
But
shit.
It's life.
Yeah. You got to manage your shit. Yeah. You got to manage your shit and show up to where you need to show up to keep it going.
And you got to be able to shake that shit and show up.
Yeah.
And then you have to get back to that shit when you get back to it. Because when you on the clock or you in your spot and you doing your thing, nobody don't give a fuck.
Nah.
It's like, you know what I'm saying, sometimes I hire people and, you know, we in the spot and it get crunch time and, you know what I'm saying? They start talking about their problems on that end and that end and nah. You know what I'm saying? It gets to be like, man.
What do you do in that situation?
You got to snap out that shit, man. I don't have no, I'll be like, man, we got to go. We ain't got right. time for that.
Can't hey,
man,
that.
We can deal with that on the back end. But right now, nah, we can't do this. You know what I'm saying? Because this is happening. You know what I'm saying?
We in the mix.
It's in 3-2 motherfucking 1.
Right.
Press the button. Let's go. Focus.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On that same, the particular thing I had in mind when I was telling that particular thing, I did have a guy on that shoot that was missing. Like, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? It was about to be the time where we needed to be capturing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it was coming up, like maybe 5 minutes. And I'm looking around, making sure everybody in place. You know what I'm saying? See John in place, looking for my other dude. Where he at? You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking around, and you know, we on this estate and shit. They got like the big house. They got like, you know what I'm saying?
Acres.
They got shit. You know what I'm saying? They got 6 other little houses that's just little houses.
So the cat could be anywhere.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I went to where they had us put our stuff in one of the little cottages and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I go over in the cottage and shit. This nigga's in here drinking a motherfucking Coca-Cola. I'm like, yo, what's good? He was like, you know, I was just, you know, just taking a break, you know.
Nigga had the nerve.
I'm kind of hungry. I'm like, nigga, we got 1 more hour and you can eat all you want to eat, but we got to get this shot.
This was in the middle of the
this
whole situation.
This in the middle of the whole situation. And I'm like, yo, and he looking distressed. And I'm like, yo,
right.
What's good?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He was like, you know, it's just this is a lot, you know. This looks like $1 million thing, and I'm like, what the fuck that got to do with us, man?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? He couldn't take it. Like, whatever's going on in his life, he could not take being around these people who seem to have it all going on
right.
at a whole nother level.
Fucked his head up a little bit.
It did, because it would fuck a motherfucking head up if you ain't good with yourself. Like, yeah, because shit, that's a motherfucking $20,000 refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And they got about 8 of them bitches around here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's like, shit. So
he don't even know what a $20,000 refrigerator looked like.
You know what I'm saying? He just over
on
there
TV.
He just over there sipping a Coca-Cola. I'm like, brother, mm-hmm. you got to snap out of it, man.
Right.
Come on.
And how'd so, you snap him out of it?
That was it. I drug his ass out of it. I wasn't leaving without him.
Right.
So we left. We went and got the shot and shit. And then, you know, after it was all over, you know what I'm saying? It really affected him. You know what I'm saying? And I never been through this experience with nobody. And then he was like, yo, you know, that really looked expensive. I'm like, yeah, it was. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like, you know, we should be getting paid more.
Oh, he saw that.
I'm like, what? What are you talking about? We agreed to what we agreed to, and we got it, and what the fuck? Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was like, so, you know, now I'm pissed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm like, yo.
So that was really almost a real leisurely protest. That wasn't even a moment of introspection. That was activism. It was very casual. It was casual activism with a Coke.
Exactly.
Damn.
So I'm like, okay, brother. Mm. You know what I'm saying? First of all, we agreed to what we agreed to. Everybody. Right. Everybody agreed to what we agreed to. The deal is the deal. So in your mind, how much more would you be looking for? You know
right.
what I'm saying? Then he was like, and whatever the number he said was like $100 more than what he was already getting paid. I'm like, you motherfucker. I was like, nigga, I'm going to give you this $100, man, and I ain't never call him again, man.
Wow.
I'm like, man, is you crazy?
That's funny.
But I, in the human part of me mm-hmm. understood what he was going through,
mm-hmm.
even though I would never go through it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even though I had my own shit I was going through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That was probably worse than the shit that he was going through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at this shit as an opportunity, as a motherfucking, okay, they are paying.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They are paying well. You know what I'm saying? I am getting some good ear hustling then.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. I'm getting some good inspiration.
I'm making the most of this.
I've touched a real Basquiat in real life. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Put your fingers on it.
Put my fingers on it.
They like, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, get your finger off the fucking
Basquiat.
Man, that shit was in the corner, man. That shit was so far off. That shit wasn't even the main event.
It had that shit in the back.
That was just a part of a collection of pictures on the wall, and it was in the corner.
That's crazy.
You know, they wasn't even like the main shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that shit was going. So yeah, if you ain't good with yourself and you ain't good around people doing better than you and you can't stand to see people do better than you, that shit would fuck you up.
Yeah.
Cause everybody there looks like they're doing better than you by
right.
fucking far.
Right.
You're like 1% niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, when you going through your shit, you gotta leave that shit at the crib.
Shake that shit off.
You know what I'm saying?
That's tough though. That broke energy. It's not even always broke energy, but just that energy is tough to. You gotta.
It's that broken energy.
Yeah, it's tough to shake off. You know what I mean? Can't get fixed that fast. But right. $100, I guess, went a long way.
I mean, it must have. But I'm like, man, do you really doing this right now?
Yeah, man.
You really doing this?
It was negotiations. Oh shit, man, that's crazy.
So you know.
You ever had to fire somebody? And are you, how do you,
I mean,
you,
I don't,
do you deal
I don't
with it?
Really have like employees. So I crew up as the projects come along.
Okay, but okay, so true indeed.
Well,
so
yes, no, I call it, a buzzword is get sent home. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You get sent home or you ain't coming back. I did have a teller nigga, he ain't coming back.
Okay.
In the middle of a project.
You had to send him home or at the end of
During, I told him he wasn't coming back. And then I let him finish that day.
Right.
He probably thought I was joking.
Right.
But
that was it.
Yeah, because, you know, I run my program a certain kind of way. I come in, and I'm no nonsense about my shit. I mean, there ain't a whole lot of bullshit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like I like to deal with professionals, like people who are serious about their craft and come and do their shit. You ain't got to worry about them, right?
Yeah.
So one of my guys, you know, suggested him because we needed somebody to do something. So he was on. All right, cool. We brought him on. And this is like my biggest shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like one of my biggest shits at the time. You know what I'm saying? We're doing this Swarovski content, a web series. And we up in their office. First of all, they looking at, we some niggas up in, you know what I'm saying?
Swarovski.
In a corporate, old, fashionable place. And everybody is dressed in black and pulled together and, you know what I'm saying? Like, looking like fashion. And we looking like the wild. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This guy, he ain't even black. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He not white, but he ain't black.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, he on the team. And, you know, I guess he's feeling himself. And, you know, he's good. He's leisurely walking around the office and mm-hmm. having conversations and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I look up, he had somebody cube linked over having conversation. Mm. So now you got to go get, like, what the nigga, what's he doing, man? Get your ass back in here and, you know what I'm saying, do some shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Leave this is when he was supposed to be working.
Yeah, we over here setting shit up. It's like a little lull in the action, but still, you ain't supposed to be all off the field over here in somebody cube.
He was trying to come back.
Man. Of course, there's a lot of people like that.
Mm-hmm. Without you, though, he was trying to figure out his own group.
Yeah, and that happens, you know what I'm saying? But, you know.
Ridiculous.
I hold it down, like, whatever. So, anyway, the shit the straw that broke the camel's back. First of all, he's chatty patty, as they say. Mm-hmm. He's chatty, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, I'm hearing him having a conversation with one of the ladies who work at the company. And he's, you know, saying some slick shit, like, you know what I'm saying, some innuendo shit, you know what I'm saying?
Like trying to get at her?
Like, you know, just jokes, but you know what I'm saying? He wasn't actively getting at her, but it was very sexual jokes.
Okay.
And I'm like, hey, hold up now.
Fuck the whole shit
Hey,
up.
Listen, I was like, listen, I see who ain't coming back. You know what I'm saying? You can get your ass back over. Now I'm cussing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can get your ass back over there on your motherfucking camera, man.
Right.
And then he went on over there acting like I'm doing too much.
Right.
But he couldn't come back, dog. That shit is a liability.
Did you tell him what he did wrong?
No. He knew what the fuck he knew what he I checked him in the situation like, dog, you can't be doing that. Like, oh no, it's just joke. And I was like, yeah, man.
Yeah, nah.
You can't do it, dog. And he did not come back. I didn't see him again.
Have you ever had the call where somebody, so that was explicit, but you ever had the call where you had to send somebody home or cut them from the roster and they just hit you out the blue like, yo, you crewing up anytime soon? What's good? I've been thinking I'm trying to link. And
nah.
You ain't never had to break the news to a motherfucker that they've been fired.
Nah. It hasn't been that much because I'm pretty good at identifying, you know, talent. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. I think one of my best skills is being able to understand who's the best person for the best thing. You know what I'm saying? So if it's somebody who got an eye, they going to be on the eye job. You know what I'm saying? If you got, you know what I mean? So I'm not going to try to put the eye guy on something else. You know what I mean? Where he not going to be in his element because that ain't going to work. Mm-hmm. So that's like, even when they ain't working for me, just when linking people with other people, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, okay, what you good? What's your dream? Where you trying to go? Okay, boom, I know exactly who I need to put you with, this person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what I collect that type of information mm-hmm. since I was 6-7 years old. You know what I'm saying? All right, he over there, he got a basketball court in his yard, you know what I'm saying? Da 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 da. He like to take his jumper from right there on the side, being because that's the way his driveway set up. Da 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 da. He got about 4-5 friends. Then, you know, you be around your way. Hey man, we should go challenge niggas to a tournament. I'm like, word. All right, we can go here, cause he got his spot over there, he can go there. And then when we do our home games, you know what I'm saying, we can do our shit right here. Because that's the type of information that I have stored up.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's how my shit work. So when people talk about connecting, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You already have a few motherfuckers in mind that they could connect with at the level where they at and what they trying to do.
Right. You always got that roster.
Yeah, it's a running thing inside of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Yeah. Now, if somebody trying to get a date, then they fucked up because I don't be collecting that kind of data.
What you mean, a date? What you mean?
You know what I'm saying? Somebody hooked me up with a, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. I thought you meant in the workspace.
You don't know none of your friends. Nah.
I don't be looking at it like that.
I don't know. Because what they do at work, I don't know what they do around their way.
Right. Tournament action only.
I don't know.
Oh, man. Speaking of manifestation, right, just to double back to that and the Oscars. So Matthew Cherry won an Oscar for Hair Love, a black hair story, really like a, I guess a father's black hair story.
Right, you know what I mean?
I haven't seen it yet, but Matthew Cherry is very popular on Twitter.
Right. You know what I mean? He's been on there. He's been active for a long time.
I've seen him retweeted. I thought I was following him, and I felt like a hype beast to jump on it now because I wasn't. But salute. But I'm, you know, what I thought was really cool was a lot of people were retweeting his tweet from 2012 when he was like, "Yo, I'm going to the Oscars." I don't know if he said I'm going to win an Oscar.
No, he said he's going to win. He's going to be nominated for an Oscar.
And he fucking won an Oscar.
In 2012.
And that was fire, man.
It's so, the same shit having Lena Waithe posted.
For the Emmys?
Just in general, like a post from like 9 years ago or some shit. It was like, in such and such years, I'm going to be running shit.
Right.
And then that was this year.
Look at that.
And then she like running shit.
That manifestation. You know what I'm saying? Can't keep it quiet. You got to put it in on the timeline.
I'm going to just let y'all know. In 3 years, I'm going to be running shit.
Okay. Is that a manifestation?
That's a manifestation.
That's a vague manifestation. Running what? What are you talking about?
That's what Lena Raif said. I'm going to be running shit in 9 years.
I guess so.
Shit, I'm going to be running shit.
I guess so. Right,
check me in 3 years, player.
I believe you're going to be doing something. You're going to get it cracking. Running shit is just so broad. You could be running shit right now.
No doubt. But that's to you is broad.
Okay.
To me, it's specific. It's very specific and Pacific.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Specifically speaking, shout out to Gina Brion.
It's very specific because I know what it is now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I could dig it.
So when I'm able to let y'all know what it is,
Let the people know when you let them know.
I could re-manifest.
Okay. I'm gonna do a formal manifestation. I'd like to file this manifestation before,
in the public.
Yes, please, on the public record.
On Twitter, Instagram.
It was a little loose shit talk, but I want to make it formal. I want to get this manifestation notarized,
and accepted into the public imagination.
Put this into the Library of Congress.
Because see, half of the time it's the people that see that shit that help you get there.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean?
They the ones that are like, yeah, he gonna get there.
It's either they gonna help you or they gonna hate you. It's no real neutral in the manifestation zone.
We ain't worried about the haters. They gonna do that.
No,
regardless.
I'm just saying though. But it's very, it's either or.
The haters gonna be there regardless. You know what I'm saying? They like roaches.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't go nowhere.
Shit.
Never die. Who said that? They was like, you know what I'm saying?
Bebe's kids?
Nah. They was like, you know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers that live the longest is always like the real G's and the real niggas that live the longest. It be the haters that last forever. The niggas who don't do shit but just criticize. They just, they always there. They last forever. They never get killed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like Nipsey, you know what I'm saying? Da, 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 Kobe. It's like the haters, you know what I'm saying? They never get, they just here, always.
The haters ain't never really in the game. They off to the side.
Right, they not taking no chances.
No, they not.
Put
themselves
out there like that. They just Twitter fingers.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, salute to Matthew Cherry, man, and Hair Love. I'm curious, as somebody that's been nominated for a short, an Oscar short, where can the public go see the short? Like, because, you know, outside of a film festival.
Now, they got it up somewhere. It's online. You can just Google that shit. It'll pop up. Yeah. Actually, if you go on his Twitter, he said where exactly it was the other day.
Because I want to check it out.
Like 2 days ago, he said exactly where it was at.
All right. I'd always wanted to know about that.
Like shorts, you know what I'm saying, usually get digital distribution, and then they send it all around, And then in the case of Matthew Cherry, his is playing before some films.
Mm-hmm.
And that, even with Edith and Eddie, it played before some films.
Right.
After it was nominated, you know what I'm saying? They put it in the, like, before films and shit. His is running in front of Jumanji.
Oh, that's
so if you
great
go see
placement.
Jumanji, you know what I'm saying? It'll play before.
So let me ask you this. Is Edith and Eddie playing anywhere now? Like if people wanted to like...
Yeah, like Vimeo, YouTube.
Okay, so you can find it's accessible.
Yeah, it's accessible.
All right.
Like shorts, you know what I'm saying? They had to get in where they fit in because, right. You know what I'm saying, ain't real, you know, real platforms that's just
that
holding shorts.
Yeah, I guess I just didn't follow up that deeply with it, but I always felt like shorts were like of that moment. Like if you went to the film festival to see the shorts, then you were amongst the few people that saw it or whatever, the governing body or whatever. But I didn't know if they, you know, would it like release like feature films are, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times everybody don't get, you know, all the way. Shit, like, they don't all the way get funding and have backers or get nominated.
Right.
They might go to film festivals and stuff, and then they may be holding it to go to another film festival to try to get funding. So a lot of times what filmmakers do, like indie filmmakers, some shit I've seen just being around, they'll raise this money,
mm-hmm.
go make their short, right? You know what I'm saying? $20,000, $50,000, whatever. Whatever they raise to do their short. Then they go to the film festivals, and then they hold that shit because it's like, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I got to make sure I go to the next place. I don't want it to be too much out in the world and get played out.
I want it to be special.
You know, I want it to be special and go to the next film festival. So they ended up holding it, you know what I'm saying? And then if they don't win and they don't get no buzz at the film festivals, then the shit just be sitting on their hard drive and shit.
Right.
And they really don't want to release it because now it's kind of old. It's like, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times filmmakers get in their head and after you done borrowed money from everybody and your shit ain't get picked up or you ain't get go to the next level with it, then you feel ashamed and shit. When you really, it's like a big accomplishment.
It's
to,
real.
To, nah, it's a big accomplishment to actually finish some shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To get that shit out your head on the paper, on the fucking screen is a fucking accomplishment.
Right.
And what breaks my heart a lot about some filmmakers is that you do that shit and then you get stuck in one part of the process. Like, I can't get my shit edited. You know what I'm saying? Or you get it edited and then it ain't colored how you want it. You know what I'm saying? Now you sitting here, all this shit you done did, spent all this money, you know, took all this time, and that shit sitting on your hard drive. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, fuck that shit, man. Really own that shit. Really put that shit out. You know what I'm saying? Make it special. If it ain't special to nobody but yourself, shit, book a room, invite motherfuckers to come sit in that room and watch that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If not, put that shit on the motherfucking internet and celebrate that shit. Like, here's my motherfucking short. This is what I did. I did this shit.
That's real talk.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only way people going to see you and know you. You know what I'm saying?
It's only as special as you make it.
And you know, yeah, you probably lost everybody money. You know what I'm saying? Probably.
But that was part of the deal. They you know what I'm saying? It was a Hail Mary.
Yeah, but you know, I know how that feels to lose money.
Yeah.
Bump your head.
Yeah, it's tough.
You know what I'm saying? It's tough. And you be like, goddamn, now you got new bills.
Yeah.
But so it don't feel exciting to promote that shit that caused all your old bills that's still here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you got to do it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be in the game. Because
yeah.
That's the only thing going to put you in the game. Because if you got it done, you are light years ahead of 90% of the motherfuckers who talk about they want to be in the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think sometimes people don't really grasp that. Or they might get it, but they don't pay attention to that. They don't listen to that. They don't get themselves. It's very in vogue. I don't even say vogue, but it's like one thing amongst creators, one thing you hear a lot is, you know, I'm my worst critic.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which is the worst thing to do. You know what I mean? You need to be your biggest supporter, to be totally honest with you. Because, you know, and I understand it's kind of like a defensive stand to be your worst critic. Because you can say, well, I knew that shit was whack before all of y'all niggas. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know, even if you didn't think it's whack, but you feel a little anxious about it, you quicker to shut it down before somebody else shut it down, which is a damn shame. You know what I mean? Let that shit fly. Even if it got a broken wing, let that shit do whatever it's going to do. It might not make it all the way into the sky. It might fall down the block, but hey.
Right. Yeah, it's just you can't let your
take some hope from that.
You can't let your problems be bigger than your vision. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
You got to allow your vision and your faith to be bigger than your problems. Cuz your problems going to be there.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers gonna show up. They loud. They boisterous. They don't give a fuck.
Right.
They gonna wake you up. They gonna keep you up. You know what I'm saying? They gonna have everybody against you. You know what I'm saying? But if you allow your vision
mm-hmm.
to be more present than your problems,
mm-hmm.
then you could fix your problems.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your problems aren't insurmountable at no point. You know what I'm saying? It's my MacGyver theory.
Okay.
It's like MacGyver. You see MacGyver. He always fixed the problem, no matter what, no matter his situation.
Whatever.
But in real life, you get into a situation. You gonna if you sit still and really fucking be still, everything you need you already got. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, I want this. I'm gonna need this, and I need nah. If you in the situation, motherfucker, put a gun in your head and say, "Do it." You gonna figure that shit out. Mm. Everything you need, you already got. And the problems you got all it takes to fix them problems because them problems were problems you made with all the shit that you had at your disposal. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You made the problems with the shit at your disposal, and that's how you could fix them with the same shit that's at your disposal.
Right.
So your problems are never bigger than your vision because your vision can fix any of them problems.
That's deep. That's real shit. Because you give both of them power, it just determines which one you want to give more power to.
Right.
Yeah, that's real shit, man. Oh, man. Shit, what's going on? I'm coming off of a win.
Or
yeah, a little lightweight win. Nothing super crazy.
No, no,
I mean,
don't take
let
your
me
win
not
back.
Diminish my win.
Okay,
baby.
go ahead.
My bad. Yeah, I'm coming off of a win. It's funny because I almost halfway feel a little bit like your boy with the coke in his hand, having a moment like, God damn, maybe I should ask for a little bit more. I had some sneakers on ice since about 03.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they were always spicy. You know what I mean? They were spicy pieces, you know, spicy.
I'm sure
situation.
You gotta get to what they are.
Yeah. No, nah, well they was some dunks, some 03 dunks. I copped them in Amsterdam. They were Brazil, like white and green, Brazil looking situations.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they was fire. Colorways always, you know, I like that colorway, but it was one of those things I was like, I don't know if I could really play this. This is a loud situation, and I ain't really have everything I needed to really jump out the window, so I just kind of kept them on ice for a while. Then I kept them shits on ice for a long time because I just forgot about them, you know. I just, you know, I'd be hoarding sometimes. And I came across them. I was like, yeah, let me see about throwing these shits on the bay real quick, see what they talking about. Because, you know, eBay took off the – they don't charge you anymore. They don't take a – they don't oh, take right. – yeah, so FYI. Also, another FYI, unrelated, somewhat related, no broker's fees in New York City now. Shout out to the people out there renting and shit. Yeah, but – so I was like, yeah, let me go ahead and throw these shits on the shit. And so I went – and I was looking them up, and they weren't available on really not many of the spots. They weren't even listed on StockX. It's really hard. You can't even list some shit that's not listed on StockX. So maybe there's a way around it. If y'all know, hit me in the comments because I couldn't figure that shit out. So I put them shits on the bay. I seen them on Flight Club for a quote, and I was a little disappointed in the quote. I was like, ah. Nigga, this been 17 years. This is what this shit yielded? Because I'm holding on to these bitches like a stock at this point. So I say, shit. So I say, fuck it. I'm still putting them shits up there. I put them up there for more than what I saw on the Flight Club shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hail Mary. And in that moment, you know, that's the negotiation time when you post what you want. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? You quote your price. And it was a moment where, because you could often get greedy. You could be like, yo, let me go. Yeah. Let me just throw this bitch all the way down the field. Let me pull up for 40.
It's virtual. What the fuck?
You know what I mean? It's virtual, right? I ain't got to look nobody in the eye. Nah. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to stutter.
You can read
it
again. Take them down and repost.
Yeah, read that shit again, motherfucker. Yeah, that's what I asked for. So I put up a nice little figure. I thought about going a little crazier, but I was like, nah, I think this is fine. My shit sold within 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
That's the fastest anything's ever moved on eBay in my entire eBay career.
Wow.
Them shits moved immediately. So for a hot second, I was like, damn, I probably could have got X. You know what I mean? But, yeah, man, shout out to the cat that copped them. You know, a lot of these motherfuckers, especially these younger cats, they've been copping these old school dunks and shit like that. Like, they dig it for them shits like samples.
Right.
Yeah, I was watching, you know, me and my YouTube diet. One of these things, and I almost went there. It's interesting because it's there's certain stores that I like based on their content.
Mm-hmm.
but I don't really want to go to the store because I don't want to be in your content. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, because I'm a nigga. I'll go to your store, look around and browse and all. I might not buy shit. I don't need that to be documented.
Here is the browser.
Oh, I'm the browser. Shout out to my people over at West or 72nd Street. They know I get it, my browser on. I got good conversation, too.
Oh, Netscape ass nigga.
Netscape, Safari, Firefox, Chrome. I'm that nigga. I'm the browser of all browsers.
Explorer.
Exactly. And I got a VPN. You know what I mean? Because I don't want y'all to really be paying attention to what's going on. But anyway, there's a spot out there. I think it's called Cool Kicks or whatever. So I've been, I watch a lot of their YouTube content. I watch Round 2. You know, they put out shit. So Cool Kicks, they be having these little videos where they take the cats in the back and they be showing all the old shit. And these cats be going crazy. Like Lil Yachty's one of these motherfuckers that be going crazy. Like Travis Scott, one of them cats that go crazy. And obviously they influence a legion of motherfuckers that are out there digging, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh shit, I led with 2003 just to let these motherfuckers know these shits is vintage. You know what I mean? And them shits move fast than a motherfucker. So yeah, shout out to that. That was a nice little win.
That's a win-win.
That's a win-win-win.
Shit. So in the eBay world, three hours.
eBay world, yeah. 3 hours. That shit is, that's going viral. I think I'm going to take that money and buy me some Nike stock, though. Especially since I was sitting on that shit like stock. Because I bought some Nike stock back in 18 when that shit was like $76 a share. Now that shit is at 100. And, you know, obviously it's volatile or whatever, even though Nike been good in the hood since way back when.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? I looked at the history of the stock and it's pretty much been climbing and climbing and building up, you know, forever. So it's a little better than a savings account, because a lot of times you put your money in a savings account, that shit ain't going to yield nothing. Right. You know what I mean? So look, you got a couple dollars that you want to fuck with, and you got some shit that you fuck with, whether it's a service, whether it's a product or something like that. Jump in that market. See about it, man. See what's what. Shout out to my man Sox Diddy, because he was really, you know, that's really my market Sherpa. That motherfucker's really the cat that would got me, you know, I run my questions and shit by them. But I want to see more cats in that world. You know what I mean? Because we kind of replicated already on the reselling market.
Right.
It's basically the same thing, but it's just a little, I guess culturally, it's just a little bit more foreign. But it's almost like the same rules apply. You know what I mean? Buy low, sell high. You know what I mean? Stick it out, whatever. Have some vision. So, yeah, man. Shout out to the winners. you know what I mean? That's what I identify with.
The winner.
The winner. Shout out to Parasite. Shout out to my man Bong Joon-ho. Winning like winning and winning. Oh, man.
That's a good one.
What else is good, man? Talk to me.
Oh, man, shit. I'm just out here, man.
They said, go ahead. Well, let me just say this, because the people really liked this last episode we did that was very long.
Very.
Very long. I mean,
extremely.
Longer than we expected it to be, and they were like, yo, that conversation was for the culture. I love it. Shout out to whoever said the conversation was for the culture. Yeah, actually, the conversation was for y'all. For us.
We are the culture.
We the culture, but listen, look.
We the culture.
Whoever was listening, it was for whoever it hit.
Yeah, no doubt. They liked it. That was good, man. Grown man talk, man.
Yeah, man. It was cool. But listen, we might get out of here a lot sooner this week. But I just want to let you know we appreciate the appreciation.
Damn.
And the sentiment is always to give you some great content. Damn. But woo-wee, that was a long one.
I mean, we was in the vibe.
We
man.
Was vibing.
I don't see nothing wrong with it. All right, you know all right. What I'm saying?
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
What's up, man? Talk to the people.
I mean, I was on the internet watching the net.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, this guy's going viral who did a rap. Teaching niggas the, you know, this government.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I saw it passed across my feed 5 or 6 times.
And then finally,
and then
the
I had some time. I mean, I've seen shit like that before. It was, you know, cool, whatever.
Oh, informational rap.
But you know what I'm saying? You've seen, you know, these things before. You know, you got D1 who do the Sally Mae. And, you know what I mean?
I don't know about D1 and Sally
Mae. D1 did a student loan rap.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And D1, he do all kind of positive shit. You know
Shout
what I'm
out
saying?
To D1.
But he went viral with his Sally Mae rap.
I gotta look for that.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, it was just that I wasn't in the listening vibe at the point when
okay.
I seen it.
Right.
So then I was like, okay. So I it came up again. I'm like, okay, let me see what my man talking about. That shit was on point.
It was good.
That nigga, he broke that shit down.
I learned the bit. You know what
I'm saying? I learned the bit. I was like, this is the way you need to explain that shit.
Right.
It might not have even been all the way right. But that shit is effective in getting you to snap out of thinking just the president. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, basically, the president can't do shit for you. It's these motherfuckers right here who you don't see.
Right.
That be hiding in the shadows. You know what I'm saying? You need to fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? And I thought, and then in the end, when the candidate came on, I was like, damn, is this an electoral ad?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Which was dope
mm-hmm.
because it extended far beyond just her campaign.
It was good content.
You know what I'm saying? This shit was good content. And then it's like, man, the nigga, you know, I have a lot of respect for minds that have clarity. You know what I'm saying? That can explain some shit in a way that's like, or show some shit in a way that's like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like many people, it's been plenty of people talking this same shit and nobody made it that simple.
Right.
My man's clarity
mm-hmm.
was on point.
Yeah, he was good.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I got him. It's a lady on Instagram, Madison Utendahl, who is Utendahl Creative. She's a creative and she do these mood boards and shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Every once in a while on Instagram, she'll do a mood board just for herself or just, you know what I'm saying, just talking about where she want to be in life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the shit be so fucking clear.
Right.
That I was like, shit, I need to do a mood board.
Madison who?
Utendahl.
Shout out to her. All right, we'll look that up.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She's a creative. She was the social media person for the Museum of Ice Cream at the time.
Okay.
And there, and when you looked at their early Instagram shit, that shit was very clear.
Right.
Like, this is, so just through her Instagram shit, I could tell her mind is fucking clear.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? She can put that shit together very clear. And I don't have that. You know what I'm saying? My mind ain't clear. My shit got all kind of shit going
Tangents
on.
Tangents and shit.
My shit is all over. It's like,
right.
Yeah. My
right.
shit gonna come out like Sun Ra. Like okay. avant-garde jazz.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Some people shit come out clear as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
My shit come out like avant-garde.
You got to figure this out. Yeah. Shit like,
you know what I'm saying?
Toni Morrison.
Esoteric.
Right.
You know what I mean? So the way my man broke that shit down, it was very clear and understandable. And he needed to do more shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. I liked it. Yellow Pain. Is his name right? Yellow Pain with the yellow fro.
Yellow Pain. I wonder how long he gonna have to keep the yellow fro.
I mean, until you know, shit.
His
at
name,
least six
if you
months.
Name yourself Yellow Pain,
yeah.
I guess you just wear yellow. I don't know. You got to keep the yellow fro forever.
I guess. I mean, either that or you're gonna have to change your handle. But Pain, Yellow Pain is a little bit more intriguing than just regular ass pain. Regular Pain? I'm like, what kind of shit is this? Yellow Pain sound like I was like, all right, let me see what he talking about. yeah, man, I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was very informative. I'm curious to hear what he raps about normally. Like, is he?
It don't matter to me.
No, I mean, it matters to Yellow Pain because I mean, this is cool. And if he did get broken off by whoever the politician is. That's great, because mm-hmm. that's a nice little deal. But at the same time, he's got a nice bit of momentum going.
Right.
So I'm curious to
as
see.
As to what comes
yeah,
next.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what's the next thing for Yellow Pain.
He should rap more government rap.
They just do caucus
mixtapes. He's the Congressional Black Caucus Snoop Dogg. You know what I'm saying? Like he need to be the big rap star for the CBC.
Maybe if you could get that.
I mean, he could be other things, too. I'm just saying. with election season coming up,
yeah,
with the Democrats needing all the help they can get,
right,
in all fronts, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. He's a good asset. He's better than, you know what I'm saying, Puff Daddy's Vote or Die.
No.
He is.
Don't even do that.
No, he is. He Stop is it. Not. What did Puff, what
he
did,
not.
Listen,
no,
listen,
no
listen,
shots.
Listen. I'm
He's
not,
great.
You know, you already know Puff Daddy's my dude. You know what I'm saying?
That shit had merch. But, niggas love a
no,
t-shirt.
No, no, no. But what did you learn from Vote or Die?
Vote or Die. That's
you
it.
Didn't learn a motherfucking thing. They didn't teach you shit. They didn't do shit.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't learn that much from Yellow Pain. I learned that I need to be more mindful of what's going on in the legislation. I need to
exactly.
be more about my Congress and local.
See?
Okay.
That's two things.
Yeah.
What, Vote or Die.
Vote or Die, man.
What'd you get?
I learned that either you're going to vote or you're going to die.
You're going to die anyway.
No. You probably did learn a little bit more. A little
that's
bit more.
What,
and
I'm
not
saying.
Even saying, because this is the thing. I think that he definitely, he opened up the conversation to the point to where it's like, it's more than just the president. Stop thinking that the president
right.
is the end all, the be all, which is something I already knew.
Right.
Which is something I already knew. Wait, well, right. let me say,
no,
this
I
is something
I'm not
I already
you,
knew.
I'm
something I already knew. So was it like, revelatory. It was just like, okay, I like that this cat is shining a light on that, but you always hear vote local, right? I just thought that his approach to it was unique.
No doubt.
But I mean, the message is a little bit way more specific and a little bit more to your point, a little bit more educational than Vote or Die. Vote or Die is just a call to action. Nigga, go vote.
It's relatable.
It's
because if you had listened to Yellow Pain.
Mm-hmm. I love that Yellow Pain.
Two months ago.
Okay.
You might have known your local people's name.
Well, I did.
When we
you,
talked about you didn't know the
nigga,
name.
You didn't
what,
know.
What
you ain't
name?
Know.
What was
I don't want to put them on the blast because I told you that while
okay.
he live in my building.
I'm just saying.
I said, but you didn't
I
know.
Didn't.
You ain't know AOC.
I didn't.
And the streets was like,
I didn't.
Kylie don't know AOC.
But that's not my local motherfucker.
Yeah, but you know.
So?
Do you know your local motherfucker since
I'm
Yellow Pain
listen,
spoke?
Listen.
Did you listen? Did
listen,
you go
I,
research?
Was just, listen, no, not Look yet. But I do know that it's important. More important.
Don't let Yellow Pain go in vain.
Don't let Yellow Pain go in vain. And especially for people coming up, they can listen to the shit and understand that it's not just the voting for president shit.
Okay.
Because people get charged up for that.
Yeah.
They're going to go vote against Trump, da, 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 and then the Republicans still going to run the House and the Congress. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. However the fuck it's set up. But I just think that the clarity of it and the simplicity of it is broken down for people who may not even be even thinking about any of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I hope so.
And that's good. That needs a bigger platform. He needs to be put with somebody that has the weight and gravitas of a Puff Daddy. That next time he do a Vote or Die, he could have somebody that can break that shit down for somebody that's in 7th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, that's about to get into it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's all. That's why I say, I'm not saying he bigger than Puff Daddy. No. That would be stupid.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
But it's, you know.
Shout out to Yellow Pain, man. I hope y'all checked it out and listened to it. And hopefully you go the step and go research who your local congressman or woman is and you find out what's going on in the legislation. And hopefully Yellow Pain got some other shit, you know what I mean? Because I'm curious to see what else he's talking about, you know. And shout and salute to that man because it's really hard to get that instructional rap off.
He did it.
He got it off because that's tough. That old, I'm trying to educate you motherfuckers.
His thought process was very clear, dog.
It was solid. And, his flow was official. So, yeah, shout out to Yellow Pain. Yeah, man. Never mind. What's cracking, man? What else is going on? You got another topic, or you want me to go?
I got topics for days. What you got?
Throw you a topic. I want to get into this power, but I'm waiting to the very end because we're gonna get spoiled out. It's the finale, so we're gonna do that. But
what you think about this Snoop Dogg?
Ooh,
Gail King,
man,
scenario.
I thought I'm gonna give you my real initial feeling when I felt that shit and I saw the shit. I was like, God damn. I was like, that's Snoop being explicit again. Like Snoop is still Snoop. Snoop still. It's like when a nigga, you know what I mean, when motherfuckers, well, you know somebody got a gun, but they ain't never brandished a gun in a while or shot nobody in a minute. Like Snoop been Snoop all these years. As much as we started to, gotten beloved, and he's cool. He's paired up with Martha Stewart, and you know what I mean. He wear little bonnets or whatever the fuck, you know what I mean, like all of that other shit. He's on Instagram every day. Scarf. That nigga's command of the explicit is is like is pimp level.
Right.
Funky dog head bitch. Was it funky dog head bitch?
Something like that.
God damn. Like in my mind, when I heard it the first time, I was like, oh shit, I don't even have pearls. You know what I mean? But I clutched in my clavicle.
You clutched your hoodie string.
Yeah, I'm about to pull my hoodie tight. I might have dropped my phone. Like, wow. That was, because it was directed, I guess, because it was directed at Gail King, who, if I was to, you know, in this situation, I think that it was ill-timed and a little too salacious for the moment. You know what I mean? But I understand, you know, her motivation. She's a journalist. She's trying to get the story. You know, there's a complicated legacy there. You know what I mean? All of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I also, you know, I don't know Gail King. I don't know Oprah. You know what I'm saying? But they've had a presence for a while, you know, and it's almost like that's Miss Gail, that's Miss Oprah. If I'm gonna have to do it or some reverent shit, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like I feel like they worthy of the benefit of the doubt. My own mind. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like they worthy of the benefit of the doubt. I feel like, God damn, you ain't had to go that hard on her. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I think what we was talking about last week with grief and shit like that and how it manifests, I feel like that was part of that. That was like a motherfucker that got all of these feelings, you know what I'm saying, may not know how to really all the way process that shit and get triggered by some shit that kind of stirs at, you know, what you feeling sad about or what you feeling upset about, mm-hmm. and you react, you know, in a way that, in my mind, was a little aggressive, a little extreme.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say, because like I said, it had to make me be like, God damn. But then at the same time, I had to consider everybody's legacy. And I was like, all right, well, you know, that's Snoop. Snoop is still Snoop, but yeah. God damn, you know what I'm saying? It was unfortunate because it was just like, it was almost like, this is not apples to apples, but it's like niggas when they ride in their own hood. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, why destroy our own people in the, you know, how you gonna react? How you gonna react? You gonna be mad? I don't want to never dismiss nobody's feelings and all of that shit. It was just unfortunate to see somebody that's in our community that, for the most part, is well respected. It is, and I think intentional. And I would imagine, from what I've seen, from the stuff that I've seen, I think that they are more ally than they are the ops. You know what I'm saying? And that felt like op talk. You know what I mean? Like, God damn, that was op talk. And it was at a demo that, you know, it was extreme when you talking op talk to the elders. You know what I'm saying? But then, you know, yeah, well, you know, elderly. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, shit, Snoop about to be 50 at some point. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, shit. Maybe that he see that as a peer. You know what I mean? Well, but long story short, I thought it was shit was aggressive. I understand the pain. I understand the hurt. I think it was ill-timed and all of that. So I understand the pushback. Mm-hmm. I just thought in that particular case, wow, that shit was crazy.
No
you
doubt.
Know what I mean? I felt like an older motherfucker the way I like again, like I pulled on my hoodie strings.
Like, goddamn. Ooh-wee. Goddamn, Calvin.
Whoa. Whoa, that was pretty salty. What did you think, Brother Muhammad?
Well, I watched it. And for the up until he act like he didn't even want to say it.
He act like he. I love that he asked for permission to right. nobody in particular.
Because he was freestyling that shit. And he wasn't really, he probably wasn't going to go there. But then he was right. like, you know what I'm saying? I want to call out a, I want, you know what I'm saying? I want to call out a name.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he didn't have it right there on the tip of his tongue because he would have already had said it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So he said all the shit he needed to say. And then when he got to that point, then he went and dug in a bag of tricks that right. you know when you from the hood you use right. you know what I'm saying yeah. shit. It's,
I gotta let you know I'm mad.
Yeah, I'm. This is how I let you know I'm mad. You know what I mean? And so he dug all the way deep in the bag of tricks and let it on out. But I think it took away from the impact of what he was saying.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I think it distracted from what he really was saying. And it's a lady, I don't know her name, I just saw the clip, and she was breaking it down on the news about, you know, the trauma that black people have in this
curly
country.
Hair?
I don't remember what she looked, she's a brown-skinned lady. She broke it down eloquently about how, you know, you have, in our space, you got people like Emmett Till.
I think that was Erica Cobb.
Yeah.
Was the name, I believe.
Man, she broke that shit down.
Yeah.
Because that's really what's going on. Like, you know, you got cases like Emmett Till, where this man done got drugged and killed, and you know what I'm saying? Then years later, it comes out, you know what I'm saying? The shit wasn't even true, you know what I'm saying? So, somebody like Kobe, he goes through this situation, he gets acquitted or whatever, however the fuck it went down in his legal case, he wasn't proven to be guilty of the shit. And but people still want to ride at it like it has. Like it was done, like it was, he was guilty, like he had done it exactly the way that it was described. And it's a long history of black people going down for shit that might not have been the case because,
right.
you know what I'm saying? Because you black, you already got the, you know what I'm saying? You don't have the benefit of the doubt. A black man, you don't have the benefit of the doubt. You're going to always be like, uh-huh, looked at with suspicion. Mm-hmm. So anytime that you know, in the Kobe case, not anytime, fuck that. In the Kobe case, it went away or whatever. He went on and did great things, went on and, you know, kept his family together and, you know, was raising his daughters and set a legacy in sports that is, you know what I'm saying, unparalleled. And you got people that's riding for that shit. And Snoop has been the biggest Laker supporter forever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So sports is damn near equivalent to religion to a lot of people.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Across this America.
They bring people together.
Across this America, like, sports is like religion. So, like, Kobe would be a deity
yeah.
to somebody like a Snoop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, that was his response to you disrespecting the God
right.
or the deity or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think with the internet, a lot of times, man, it's like everybody has access to everybody. You know what I'm saying? So some things that would have been dealt with differently in a certain space is now judged across the entire internet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you, as being somebody like Snoop, you have to understand, and I think he already understands, that his words carry weight. And that I think when he said it, I think he meant for it to carry weight. And I think he meant the sick dogs on old Gail.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And but I don't think he understood what came with all that. And that's why he backtracked. and issue the apology.
Right.
Because, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers at the studio like, hey, man.
That was a lie.
I got a call from Oprah.
Right.
And we're going to need you to go in there and apologize.
You think that's what it was, the call from Oprah?
Oprah was busy. Oprah got busy the next day she was on the air.
Oprah was crying a little bit.
I know. Oprah.
They never seen Oprah do that.
But see, the same way Snoop snuck his, he sticking his dogs on Gail, Oprah sent her dogs on Snoop.
You think so?
Hell yeah. They motherfuckers know what they doing. Mm-hmm. They know the power in their voice and they, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? Oprah get on there and start manifesting and saying shit. The people gonna come.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Beyonce fans, Rihanna fans, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Nicki Minaj fans, they gonna come. They gonna show up.
Mm-hmm.
And Oprah got on that motherfucker TV the next day. Like, you know, Gail is not feeling well about this.
Right.
You know, she's been getting death threats.
Right.
This is no good.
Right.
I don't know why Snoop would do such a thing.
Oh, she said that? I ain't hear no Snoop.
I'm
okay.
I'm ad-libbing. I ain't even watch the shit. I saw a clip.
I like your Oprah, though.
You know what I'm saying? So now the people are like, oh, hell nah. You coming against the women. You coming against right. Blacks against blacks. Let's not. So it activated the whole thing. And shit, yeah, he had to back down from that shit because he got money out there in the streets. Mm-hmm. He got motherfucking bosses he got to go report to. Mm-hmm. You think them motherfuckers want to lose money? And you know what I'm saying? Oprah, she got rank. She can make some calls.
Right.
She called this person. They call him like, hey, Snoop, man, listen. Going to bring this. Then the president of the motherfucking studio. Hey, but what's going on with your boy? Damn. I thought you said he was good. He is good. I mean, this is not good. I'll call him, don't worry.
Right.
Snoop, we're going to have to walk this back. I know. But, you know, in order to keep this thing going, and we have to keep it going, you guys are doing great in the ratings. Martha really loves you. We love you. But we can't keep you if you.
What was your impression when you first saw it? How did you feel when you saw it?
Like I said, I felt like he had said everything he needed to say. Mm-hmm. And at that point, he was just being petty. He was just being, you know what I'm saying? It's like in the hood. I don't even know what the word to say. Mm-hmm. But in the hood, when a motherfucker really want to grate your nerves, mm-hmm. and they ran out of shit to say, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? They going to go with the lowest shit that they could call you,
right.
get at you, you know what I'm saying, that they know about you. You know what I'm saying? That's why your mama's a hoe.
Right.
You be like, oh, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, they going to go for the, they going to dig for the deepest dig that they could get just cause. Not no real reasoning behind it, because I know that that's the power that I have. I could do that. I think I think at that point he wasn't really playing it all the way out. He was just saying, let me let y'all really know how I feel about this, and I'm gonna call her all the way out her name, because that's what I do when I let you know that you ain't shit to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's endemic to the hood. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I felt like, damn, he went all the way back to the hood with it, and he didn't really have to. Because he's not dealing with the hood, you know what I'm saying? And he not even in the hood.
Right.
And he don't have to. He could do this shit. He said everything he needed to say in the first part of that video.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just wanted to add the insult and sick the dogs.
Mm. Extreme. It was like that last kick in the World Star video. Nigga done slapped him and everything, right. And then they go back and kick the nigga in the head.
You know, like say when a fight start, everybody quiet. Nobody don't know what's gonna happen.
Right.
Then blows started going. Then one person started getting the best.
All right, you got it. It's done.
No. When one motherfucker started getting the best, what that motherfucker start doing? The one that's getting the best of the dude.
Oh, he started getting into it.
He started talking shit.
Start
motherfucker, I told your ass to be don't be fucking with me. Nigga, you know what the fuck you think this is, nigga, this. Then he started calling his hood, this 6-step motherfucking Cooper. You know what I'm saying?
He's like, nah, he good. He's sleeping. Nah, you good. You got it.
That shit. You know who I am,
you
nigga.
Got it, though.
I'm motherfucking OG.
It's all right, nigga. You got it.
Loke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how once you
start feeling it, you get that lather.
Yeah.
Get that lather.
You got to put all that on it.
Yeah, man. It's a damn shame. Man, hopefully, I mean, it'll work itself out. But
I think everybody going, they rich. Yeah. I think, you know what I'm saying? I think they're going
to
be fine.
You think that's what it all comes down to?
There never no threats of guns.
I mean, yeah, but you know, still, I kind of feel a way, though. I ain't going to lie. nigga, that shit was inventive. That was some wild shit. Not inventive, but that was.
What?
You put some English on that shit.
Yeah,
that shit was that. You went to the top shelf for that. That wasn't just regular.
He walked it back and dunked on Gale.
Yeah, that was a windmill.
But Gale, they weren't playing.
Yeah,
the motherfuckers came out in support. Oprah,
yeah, man,
led the troops. This is a time's up era.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They held their ground.
Yeah,
Snoop backed it down a little bit. Explained it, and what he explained, he said exactly what he said in the first part of the video.
Right.
I was just saying how I felt and disrespect to the family, da 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 da. But calling her out her name, you already knew on the internet that activates cancel culture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's an activation. Old Snoop said. Gale is canceled.
Let me ask you this. Do you think there was anybody in the room where he was like, should I call her? Or should I say it? You think there was anybody in the room where you felt like that was rhetorical?
I think it was rhetorical.
I felt like it was rhetorical. There needed to be somebody in the room, but
no, dog.
Cut that.
Chill.
Cut that. You were fine.
You're doing too much.
You were fine. Let's leave that for the BTS.
I just think it's crazy that he do all this shit in that goddamn silk scarf.
Yeah.
Like that's tied up like your mama.
Right. But it often adds to the disposition.
Right.
some of that shit couldn't be sold without that damn silk scarf around your head.
That damn gangster shit show get interesting sometimes.
Yeah, man.
Because it's oftentimes.
It's a Venn diagram of what.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
Like we was talking about with YG. Like, he gangster ass gangster.
Right.
And we have it on, like, Earth, Wind, and Fire looks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, they'll have gangsters that have perms and shit. You know what I'm saying? Be the biggest gangster, like Big Worm and Friday had big rollers in his head driving down the streets like your grandmama, but he Big Worm.
It's almost like gangster creative freedom. You know what I mean? Just like black people, gangsters are not a monolith. You know what I mean?
No,
they
not
don't
at all.
Look just how you think they look.
But they are very
nigga might have a tunic on with an AR.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, that's what they say about young thug. Like young thug pull an AR from under that dress.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That.
Like, don't get it twisted. Atlanta, in general, when I first started going to Atlanta in 1990.
Yeah.
It was the Hot Atlanta era.
Mm-hmm.
And they had niggas who had, like, bobs, full-on, permed-out bobs.
Right.
That'd kill beards, you. Gold chain, and herringbones, and a gold tooth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I was utterly confused. Like, what the fuck is going on? And might have on riding boots.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Riding a horse?
Yeah, riding horse riding boots like girls be wearing with the motherfucking perm, with a goatee, a herringbone, and a motherfucking starter jacket.
That shit's hilarious.
Know what I'm saying?
And don't fucking try that.
And be the gangster ass nigga in the, like, nah.
It's almost a dare.
You know what I'm saying?
It's almost like, I'm going to wear this shit because I know somebody going to jump out of line and say some dumb shit, and I'm going to get to display what I do.
That shit had me all confused because
the
gangsters from where I'm from didn't do nothing like that.
Yeah, shit crazy. Speaking of, just on a side note, because I don't even know the cat's name. Speaking of a cat with a bob and a goatee, there's a cat on.
I thought you was about to say Cat Williams.
No. Shout out to Cat. But now there's a cat on Twitter I've seen. I don't know his name. I've just seen his videos come up. You got a bob and a goatee, but this cat be doing like these full little movies. Like, he'll do like a movie.
Oh, yeah. That
nigga's hilarious. That nigga's hilarious. Yeah, I don't know his name.
He wearing wigs and shit.
He wearing wigs, do like reality TV scenes. Or he'll do a movie.
Your mama.
Yeah. That,
motherfucker is hilarious.
Yeah.
Let us know who it is in the comments, man. Shout out to that cat.
He usually pop up in my feed.
Okay.
But I don't know his name.
Speaking of some gangster shit, let's get to it, man. Let's talk about this Power finale. First question.
You got questions.
Well, I've got not many questions.
I feel like I need some theme music or something.
They say, speaking of which, that little guttural bucket soul, like that reel when Tasha was in intake.
Mm-hmm. I just come from the poorest town.
I was like, is that John Legend?
Nah, that wasn't John. That was somebody a little bit.
They giving everybody some love on that.
I feel like that wouldn't have been the second time I've heard that, rendition.
They should let Trey Songz do that version.
Nah. Nah, I needed a little bit more sorrow.
Trey Songz got played out of the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, he's good, though. Trey will be all right. But yeah, man, so Power finale. What was my question? First question I had. Fuck.
Power finale, brother.
I had a question. It says Big Rich Town. Da, 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 da. The question will come to me, but what were your thoughts on the... Oh, yeah. And my first question was, again, because I... What's his name?
Jay Nadaj is the dude you was talking about. Yeah, bob and the
funny dude.
Goatee.
Shout out to that man. No, but with the thing that I want to talk about, because I definitely made it my point to stay away from that Power spoiler that leaked.
And that was what it was.
That was what it was?
Yes.
Ain't that a bitch? I had a feeling. All right, so what you think? What were your thoughts in the last episode? Talk to me.
That's your question?
I mean, well, my question was the spoiler correct? You just said.
The spoiler that was it.
That was my question.
Right.
Because
I totally dodged
that shit. Yeah. So that makes it, that probably means that whole, we shot six different things. That was probably some bullshit. Yeah. What were your thoughts, man? Talk to me before we get out of here.
I mean, I thought it was cool. It was pulled together. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I think they did their thing. I mean, in true Power fashion as of late.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of stretches and reaches and, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know, I think they set up the sequels and prequels and
man,
you know what I'm saying?
Spinoff.
Them motherfuckers said the motherfucking Power universe, like they Marvel and shit.
They're going for it. They got more books than the Space Game.
Five books.
Is it five books? Power. Yeah, book three. Education.
I think Tommy was book five.
What is his book?
Book five.
But what's the name? Because they all like a sub.
Just Tommy. I don't know. It's just Tommy. It said book five, motherfucker. I don't know.
Book 12, reading comprehension.
Nah, but you know what I'm saying?
Book 9, it was, depression.
It was tough. You know what I'm saying? I enjoyed it. I was entertained.
Yeah.
But it was tough. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for Ghost to go out like that, for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he might have crossed up a lot of niggas in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
He did all this shit, what he do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he might have wanted to be with the love of his life who believed in his new shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all could take all of that away from him. Yeah. But damn, he did really try to fucking take care of them kids. You know what I'm saying? For real. Like, he did really try to get you in a good ass school and how you set up and living in the penthouse and shit, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, he did try to change his life and go straight and legitimate, but for your own kid to kill you, man, that don't give me much hope as a father.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because at some point you be doing all this shit for your family, for your kids.
Right.
And you don't, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, yeah, you might believe that they might grow up and go to their therapist and be like, my wife was fucked up and shit. Be like, motherfucker, all this shit I did for you. But for them motherfuckers to kill you?
Yeah.
That shit is the worst.
Well, it wasn't killing you with no motive.
I mean, the motherfucker's
about to put you in jail for murder. So you like, well, hold on.
Was he really about to put him in jail? He wasn't going to snitch him out. He was saying you should turn yourself in.
Yeah.
That don't mean I'm gonna go to the police and say you did it.
I mean, it was definitely a It was, I mean, it was leaning in that direction. It was a lot of, dog, I've covered you this far. You need to be accountable for your actions type shit. I am in favor of you doing some time. Like that, I mean, if that, and maybe he didn't say, I'm going to go and speak to Columbo, but I need you to go ahead and sit down for a bit, and I'm about to go to Albany, so I don't need you to fuck my whole shit up. If you go now, I'll, you know what I mean? It could be a nice little orchestrated situation where I could look like a devoted father that is about the greater good, and you know what I mean? Getting this killer off the streets.
But look at this shit though. He ain't say that shit until after one. And then got your ass back in school. Then you still selling motherfucking drugs.
Oh, yeah,
you
he was fucking up.
You done stole drugs from Tommy. You done got the Italians involved. We had to come save your monkey ass again. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga.
You should be dead a few times.
Right. You know what I'm saying? When is a fucking enough enough?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Pull your shit together.
But shit, he learned it from you, Dad.
And fuck all
nigga,
that.
Nigga, you be wriggling and moving out all types of wild shit. You should have been dead seven times, too.
Man.
So I'm watching you, bro.
And that's fine. That's on my dime and on my program. This shit, what you doing, is on my dime and on my program. Man. And I ain't with it no motherfucking more, man. Like, come on, man. You've disrespected me in the house. You talking about what you about to do. If you do put your hand on my mother, what the fuck?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. You let a nigga in my motherfucking house to kill my motherfucking lawyer? Mm-hmm. You wild.
Right. It's one of
your ass, you know what I'm saying? I should have whooped you when I had the chance.
But you know, that's the thing. You should have got your ass whooped. But I always say it's inevitable, but it feels like there's always that balance of respect and like, I'm still a father. You know, I know you're getting bigger. I know you damn near my height. I know you're taller than me. I know you know what I mean? You might be strong. You know what I'm saying? But you're going to have to obey me.
Right.
For the rest of your life, because I gave you life. I brought you into this world. I molded you and all that shit. And you probably took a lot of my shit and took your mom's shit and you figured some things out. And you probably do some of our tricks even better than us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And we might not even be able to accept that in this moment because you're still a youngin'. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But you're trying me. You know what I'm saying? I would imagine, obviously, it won't go as far as, you know, the pistol. But there's got to be that balance of respect. And is it independence? I don't know if it's independence, but it's like, yo, it's respect and free will. You know what I mean? Like, right. you're an adult. You're growing up. You're learning things. There are moments, because nobody's infallible. There are moments where I failed you, where I fucked up. I did the wrong thing. I probably could have been a little bit more communicative. I probably could have told you a little bit more about what was going on. Or I probably did some things that upset you, your mother. You lost your sister. A lot of shit. Shit is fucked up.
You lost your sister because of him, but go ahead.
You know, well... Who know? I mean,
who knows? We know. We watch the shit.
Well, we could start, but again, my memory is trash. It probably is a lot of Tariq action.
Tariq running with these niggas.
But then also, we also got to remember, the motherfucker is what, 16, 17 years old?
Yeah.
So he's not a grown-ass man. His mind is still, he's still immature as fuck.
Right.
He's still entitled as fuck. These are his early reactions. I'm not giving that man no apology for what he did.
Right.
But what I'm saying is there's a result to a lot of the shit that happened.
Right.
You know what I mean? These are very special circumstances. It was some crazy shit. Nigga should have never shot his pops. As soon as he shot his pops, you could see the shit, the gravity hit him. He's like, oh, fucked up. You could see it immediately. Tommy about to kill him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he realized, oh, I'm on an island, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? But Bob's about to be, you know, she's about to be away. That was my only ally out here. Now I'm all the way out. I'm in these streets.
It's going to make for a good spinoff.
It's going to make for,
I think Tyreek going to pull it in his own spinoff.
He started pulling it together towards the end.
In his own spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no ghost. Tasha in jail.
Right.
He in his own world, got to make shit pop. He own a club.
Does he yet? Well, he got to finish school.
Nah, but the club just going to sit by itself until he finish school? He can't get no money from the trust until he finish school. But if he owns the club ain't going to sit there and not work for the next 4 years.
Okay.
So the nigga got a club.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He gonna start getting it popping. It's going to be more interesting because it ain't going to be about him disrespecting his parents.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think in this show, the way he was just a little disrespectful, a little motherfucker.
Yeah, he was fucked up.
But a lot of street niggas who come up to the top of the game be a little disrespectful motherfucker, a little badass children.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the audacity it takes to rise to the top of the streets.
Right. Got to develop that chip early.
You know what I'm saying? I killed my daddy, nigga.
Nigga, and what?
Damn, that nigga, that crazy.
That nigga's wild. That's worse than a face tattoo.
You know what I'm saying?
What were your thoughts on the, so you said you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. It was cool. You know what I'm saying? I just think, you know, it's a little far-fetched in places. I can't even really place all that. Look like the shit her setting the dude up. Like that was far-fetched as fuck. Like, it never would have stuck. Like, what did you have on him that would have made it stick?
That kind of fucked me up,
too. He didn't even shoot him with his gun. Tariq had his own gun.
He had the Dre gun.
So how was you setting this man up? Like, it didn't make no sense. Yeah. Like, you had nothing really on him that made sense.
She was desperate. That was sad. I hated to see that because that was she like, got grimy on that
and
one.
And then he shook out of that shit like, fuck out of here.
Yeah. You know I mean? Like that Cat was like, let me go ahead and get on this surveillance camera real quick just because, just in case.
I don't know what the fuck this motherfucker
she was
on.
Bugging out.
Like, that shit was wild. Like, that shit was so far-fetched. It wasn't even, he wasn't even involved.
Right.
No way. Like, he didn't have his fingerprints nowhere. Like, come on, Tasha.
You tripping. My takeaways, there's a few things, man. It was good, you know, just seeing these performances over and over again because a lot of it had to circle around. Ghost was really on his high horse, man. And
yeah, Ghost ended his, like, he was out of character than the motherfucker.
He was tripping.
Motherfucker because of me.
Yeah. Ghost was going so hard on Tasha, man, and what made it so bad, well, he was going hard on everybody, but particularly Tasha because that's his wife. And, I mean, he was killing her. And what was so crazy is when, especially even drunk Ghost, when Ghost go in on you, the nigga often has a suit on. So when you see a motherfucker with a suit on going on you, you feel like you're getting fired. Like, it's a different type of connotation. So I thought that shit made me laugh. I thought Tasha got some of the funniest walk-offs in the whole shit. Like, I don't know if you ever, like, watch her. There's a moment in this last one where I don't know exactly at the end of the scene, but she step off. Her little step off game is the funniest shit ever. It's just her walk off is always funny to me. I like how 50 throw himself in whatever episode is gonna win. Like, hold on, this nigga jumped out on some Mr. Miyagi shit. Talking about okay, let me explain some things to you. That was crazy to me. I like Tariq at the door. I want to see my dad. I want to see my dad. He sold that shit. I was like, go ahead, nigga. All right, I like that shit. let me see what else. What, Yaz, the little baby? Yaz looked like she don't even know what show she on. Like, she just... And
she was in this episode?
She was in this episode. Where? It was a couple moments. One in the moment with the lawyer.
Okay.
Shout out to Elvin.
Right. When it was getting
that was hilarious to see Elvin.
When it was getting that fast ass... You know what I'm saying?
It was that, and it was another moment where he was outside, but it was like, and for good reason, because the actress that's playing Yaz is probably, what, 13 years old? Because
she
like
never
that.
At the house. Where the fuck was she?
Not even in the...
Where was fuck was she when Tasha went to go kill
Ghost? She there when she want to be there. Whenever they write her in, she
where was
show
the baby
up. The baby is very inconsistent, but it's a deadbeat baby. This baby's a deadbeat.
The baby with Raina. Come on, same time.
Oh, God.
God.
Yeah, you're heartless.
You come saying, they ain't showed her.
Because every time I would see the actress, again, she's a kid, so she probably don't watch Power, but I could see it on her face. She's like, yo, what is this? What are we doing? So it was a lot of that in her face. What else? The karma hit Tasha real quick. You know what I mean? After she did that grimy shit to homie, like the next day, them niggas was right at her door, put her in jail.
I mean, come on. That shit was flawed. Yeah. The whole plan was flawed. Yeah, some bullshit.
That was it, man. I respect all of these spinoffs. It's a lot of them. That's
good black entertainment upcoming.
Yeah, you know that's getting it when the glitter's in the air.
It's like they doing the Master P over there at Starz. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Courtney is doing the Master P right now.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Since we popping, let's put it all out.
Let's go for it.
It's not a lot of shows in that space. You know what I'm saying?
No, and I think she could do it forever. Like, if it's a, you know, if it's a budget, I feel like when you see her talking and shit like that, I feel like she could go on and on and on and on with these things. And it's like a soap opera.
Yeah, it's not a lot of things in the space. And then, like, say for me, I'm doing date night. You know what I'm saying? I had Game of Thrones. I had Power,
mm-hmm.
motherfucking Insecure. Mm-hmm. Insecure has been off for a while. They'll be back sometime this year.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying? With Power being consistent and coming back, and they got all these different flip-offs and spin-offs and shit, I think it's room. It's room for them to succeed.
Yeah.
Because it's always going to be a night where you're going to want to watch that shit because there ain't no other black shit on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll see. I'm gonna check out at least episode one of all of the Power spinoffs.
I'm rooting. I think the growing up Kanan, raising Kanan, it's gonna be interesting because it's a throwback to his real era.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think he'd be way more involved in that one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I think that's the one. He's like, yeah. Hell yeah.
This is my shit. You
know, I get to tell my life story again. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We gonna see.
Like Tommy, they probably got to spin off some shit and stretch it out. You know what I'm saying? Who else got a spinoff?
Tasha's in one of the spinoffs.
Which one? She not in Ghost?
One of them. Whichever one where she's still in jail. I don't know.
We got Orange is the New Black Tasha version.
Well, it ain't going to be all about her, but she's... at least a B story in one of these.
That's
going
to be cool.
Yeah,
That would be cool. Orange is the New Black Tasha. You know what I'm saying?
Hilarious.
That shit would be cool. The like Tasha her story. Her whole little run in jail and shit.
It could work. I mean, that shit is, there's a lot of IP for that right now. Anyway, speaking of jail. What are you going to do with your freedom? Where you at this week?
I'll be home.
You going to be at the crib?
I'll be at the crib. I got some projects I'm working on and shit. Got my plan I'm working on. I'll be on the motherfucking gram.
Okay.
At Mr. Muhammad.
Okay.
I'll be on the goddamn Twitter.
Uh-huh.
At Mr. Muhammad.
Yeah.
And shit, if you're into the motherfucking upness, you know what I'm saying? Catch me in the spirit world, man. I'm out here getting it.
There you go. In the spirit world.
Yeah, it's just the upness, nigga.
The spirit world, so like the afterlife.
The winners. With the winners.
Okay, well, there you go. Shit, I'm going to be, you catch me everywhere. You catch, I catch me on all of that, the gram, the Twitters, the YouTube if I engage. But I'll also be at Eastfield Comedy Club this Sunday on the 8 o'clock show. So check that out. And until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We are out.
And the main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.